Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad
Shepherd. Well, welcome to a cool down Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Good day to you. Good day. We have information on road closures, fire safety, hot cars, safe boating, all manner of seasonal concerns and issues. You name it, it's all here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Here's the forecast today. Partly sunny, high of 75. The winds are northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 52. The winds are north-northwest 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 70, humidity 37%. Looks like a nice day. Massachusetts Department of Transportation will have crews working on overnight road projects this week. Focus West Springfield. The ramps will be closed for overnight milling and paving on I-90 and I-91. West Side today and tomorrow. Detours available for drivers. Ramp closure on ramp I-90 to 991 from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's today, tomorrow. And traffic will be detoured onto Route 5 southbound, where traffic can get back on I-91 and Interchange 10. Ramp closure on ramp from Turnpike Connector to I-91 southbound for tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. the following morning. Traffic will be detoured to I-91 northbound to Interchange 12, where traffic can exit and re-enter I-91 southbound. If you're driving in that area, you got to expect delays, and all the work is dependent on weather conditions. So typically, it is a very changeable situation. Now today, Mayor Dominic Sarno will join with the Greater Springfield Habitat for Humanity for a house dedication ceremony. That's going to be at 10:30 in the morning at 332 Bay Street, which certainly indicates to me that the mayor is feeling better and springing back from his COVID attack. Now, the Springfield Police Department will join with State Rep Carlos Gonzalez and every town for gun safety for a ghost gun awareness event. That is today, 2:15 p.m. If you're not conversant with this, ghost guns are firearms that do not contain a serial number and are untraceable, and they are typically purchased as a kit to be assembled or printed on a 3D printer. This event is intended to promote education and awareness about ghost guns to the public. Springfield police have seen an uptick in the number of ghost guns the department has seized in recent years. If you want to put something together, why not an airplane or a helicopter? Whatever happened to Aurora models? Well, the excessive heat is broken for now, but you know that this is just a prelude and it will return. So everyone is on your neck to drink water. Are you drinking water? Are you drinking enough water? Well, you know. So how much is enough water? Well, good question. CDC recommending drinking 1 cup, 8 ounces of water every 15 or 20 minutes if you're working in the heat. They also say don't drink more than 48 ounces per hour. Well, after work, it will help to replace the fluids lost through sweat. Dehydration is a lack of water, obviously. Dehydration can make you irritable, alter your energy level, and your ability to think clearly. Without enough water, your body just, you know, can't function the way it should, and kidney stones could develop if you are dehydrated chronically, and you don't want that. Very dark urine is an indicator of dehydration. Other signs include headaches and feeling busy. Well, to all the skippers listening, this may sound obvious, but it is easy to forget. What looks like a perfect day for boating can quickly become hazardous if someone ends up in the water. So, life jackets, life jackets, life jackets. They can be the determining factor between life and death in many boating accidents. Now, each year, hundreds of people lose their lives, and they may still be alive if they had been wearing a life jacket. Simple as that. The conditions are a perfect day for boating, canoeing, kayaking, and swimming in general. It is safe and responsible to consistently wear a life jacket every time boaters are in the water. Now, in Massachusetts, children under the age of 12 have got to wear a U.S. Coast Guard-approved life jacket while on a boat that is underway. And from September 15 to May 15, canoeists, kayakers are required to wear a life jacket. Personal watercraft users and water skiers also must wear life jackets. Former United States Artistic Ambassador Andrew Mark Cello and Brenda Moore Miller Piano will perform a concert this coming Sunday, June 12, at Helen Hills Hills Chapel in Northampton, Mass. Now, all the proceeds from their performance will benefit the Voices of Children Foundation, which aids children and families as they try to cope and deal with the trauma of the effects of war in their lives. As a tribute to the people of Ukraine, they will perform the music of Reinhold Gleri, a Ukrainian composer, Sergei Prokofiev, born in the Ukraine, American composer William Grand Still, and Ludwig von Beethoven, obviously Germany. Tickets for this benefit performance should be purchased in advance through Eventbrite, and admission is $30 per person. Audience members are required to wear masks per Smith College COVID-19 policy. South Hadley Police would like to remind everyone that every year hundreds of pets die from heat exhaustion because they're left in parked vehicles. High temperatures can cause irreparable organ damage. A study found that cracking the windows had very little effect on the temperature rise inside the vehicle. Leaving pets locked in cars, never safe. So, what to do if you see a pet in a parked car? And what should you not do? Well, you should take down the car's make, model, license plate number. If there are businesses nearby, notify their managers or security guards. Ask them to make an announcement to find the car's owner. Many people are not aware of the danger of leaving pets in hot cars and will quickly return to their vehicle once they are alerted to the situation. Now, if the owner can't be found, call the non-emergency number of the local police or animal control and wait by the car for them to arrive. This is the time of year that air conditioning is pressed back into service. We had a taste of that heat over the weekend, of course, but that may have moderated for now. But this spring and summer, many will be installing their window units for household cooling. Fire Marshal Peter Ostrowski reminds all not to use anything but a wall outlet for your window unit. That means no extension cords or power strips. Electrical fire is a common cause of loss of life and property. So please keep the following in mind. Call the fire department immediately if you have any of these warning signs. Arcs, sparks, or short circuits. Sizzling or buzzing sound. Odors, vague smell of something burning. Firefighters can use thermal imaging technology to see excessive heat inside walls. Call a professional electrician soon if you have any of these warning signs. Frequently blown fuses or tripped circuit breakers. Dim or flickering lights, bulbs that wear out too fast. Overheated plugs, cords, or switches. Shock or mild tingle, more than normal static electricity. Loose plugs or unusually warm or faulty outlets or switches. Well, I think that's enough to think about and ruminate over for today. I appreciate you being with us. It's the start of a new week. I hope it's a good week for you, and I hope that you'll stay with our programs here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Certainly, our next new program will be tomorrow. This show, as all of our programs, will be available to you day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.